الذين استجابوا لله والرسول من بعد ما أصابهم القرح للذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم.
There were those who responded to the call of Allah and the Messenger after injury had smitten them. There is mighty reward for all those who do good and fear Allah and the Messenger after injury had smitten them. When, after the Battle of Uhud, the Meccan polytheists had traveled several stages of their journey, they began to say among themselves what a mistake they had made in allowing the opportunity to crush the power of Muhammad, peace be upon him, to slip out of their hands. At one place they halted and deliberated among themselves about launching a second attack on Medina. They failed, however, to muster sufficient courage and carried on to Mecca. The Prophet, peace be upon him, for his part also realized that the Meccans might attack once again. The second day after the Battle of Uhud, therefore, he gathered the Muslims and urged them to pursue the unbelievers. Even though this was a highly critical moment, those who were truly faithful girded their loins and were prepared to lay down their lives at the behest of the Prophet, peace be upon him. They accompanied him to Hamra al-Asad, 8 miles from Medina. The present verse refers to those dedicated men.
الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
When people said to them, "Behold, a host has gathered around you, and you should fear them," it only increased their faith, and they answered, "Allah is sufficient for us, and what an excellent guardian He is."
فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ.
So, they returned with a mighty favor and a great bounty from Allah, having suffered no harm. They followed the good pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the Lord of great bounty. And Allah is the Lord of great bounty.
While returning from the Battle of Uhud, Abu Sufyan challenged the Muslims to another encounter at Badr the following year. But when the appointed time arrived, Abu Sufyan's courage failed him on the account of the famine prevailing in Mecca that year. As a face-saving device, he arranged to send an agent to Medina, who spread the rumor that tremendous war preparations were afoot among the Quraysh, and that they were trying to muster a huge army which would be too powerful to be resisted by any power in the whole of Arabia. The effect of this measure was such that when the Prophet, peace be upon him, urged the Muslims to accompany him to Badr, the initial response was not encouraging. Finally, the Prophet, peace be upon him, publicly announced that if no one would accompany him, he would go alone. In response, 1,500 devotees expressed their willingness and accompanied him to Badr. As for the camp of unbelievers, Abu Sufyan did not turn up to give battle. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions stayed at Badr for 8 days, awaiting the promised encounter. Meanwhile, they conducted business with a trade caravan, which yielded them considerable profit.
إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
It was Satan who urged you to have fear of his allies, but do not fear them. Fear me if you truly believe.
وَلَا يَحْزُنكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا يريد الله ألا يجعل لهم حظا في الآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Let not those who run towards unbelief grieve you. They shall not hurt Allah in the least. Allah will not provide for them any share in the next life. A mighty chastisement awaits them.
إن الذين اشتروا الكفر بالإيمان لن يضروا الله شيئا ولهم عذاب أليم.
Indeed, those who have purchased unbelief in exchange for faith shall not hurt Allah in the least. Theirs shall be a painful chastisement.
وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ.
Let not the unbelievers imagine that the respite we grant them is good for them. We grant them respite so that they may grow in wickedness. A humiliating chastisement awaits them.
مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُلِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَإِنْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Allah will not let the believers stay in the state they are. He will set the wicked apart from the good. Allah is not going to disclose to you what is hidden in the realm beyond the reach of perception. But He chooses from among His messengers whom He wills to intimate such knowledge. So believe in Allah and in His messengers. And if you believe and become God-fearing, yours will be a great reward. What is hidden in the realm beyond the reach of perception. This means that God does not resort to revelation to provide information regarding specific persons, whether they are true men of faith or hypocrites.
وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌّ لَهُمْ سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير.
Those who are niggardly about what Allah has granted them out of His bounty think that niggardliness is good for them. Rather, it is bad for them. What they were niggardly about will turn into a halter round their necks on the day of resurrection. To Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth. Allah is well aware of what you do.